This is HPR episode 2117 entitled, What's in My Bag for Podcrawl? And is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit? It is hosted by Felememug, and is about 13 minutes long. The summary is, Dave shows us what is in the bag he's taking to the London Podcrawl.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hiya, this is Dave, the Lovebug, and what you're about to hear next is an audio recording from a Periscope video that I recorded on the 19th of August. The audio quality isn't great because it was recorded on my smartphone. Basically, what it is, the 20th of August was the London Podcrawl, and a couple of my colleagues, my podcasting colleagues, did a What's in My Bag for Podcrawl. So I thought I'd do the same. But rather than just doing it for Periscope, I thought I'd double up, dual purpose it for Podcrawl and also for Hacker Public Radio. So what you're going to hear next is the audio rip of that video recording. It's important to remember that because this was originally a video recording, there are a number of visual gags and jokes and references that don't really make sense in an audio recording. So I will be putting a link to the original Periscope video and also to my Media Goblin instance in case the Periscope remove the video, because I think they only stay up there for a short period of time. So you can enjoy the video in all its glory, should you wish to. So enjoy.
Hello. Ooh. That's quite dirty. Hang on. Tidy that up a little bit. A bit better. No, it's the fact there's a light in its face. That might be a bit better. Anyway, hello. Oh, hello, Ro. Right, so far, Rowley, Stuart, and her, Caroline, have done a What's in My Bag for Podcrawl, as Podcrawl is tomorrow. Straighten that up a bit. So for Podcrawl and also for Hacker Public Radio, where I'll be taking the audio from this and making it into an audio show for Hacker Public Radio, here is what's in my bag for Podcrawl. So here's my bag. It's incredibly manly, you can see. It's a Mountain Warehouse bag that we bought last weekend before, in lovely bright orange and turquoise, definitely my colours, I'm sure you agree. And it's a little backpack, so I'll be able to carry it quite light. It's actually, it looks big, because it's in my face. Oh, hearts, lovely. But it's actually not that big, but it is just big enough to fit in all the crap that I want to bring to Podcrawl tomorrow. So let's have a look inside. Sorry about the zippy noise. So we'll go with the big stuff first. I have got my trusty Pixel C, my beautiful Pixel C, tablet, which I bought last February, I think it was. I had a Nexus 7 and it was starting to play up, and I thought to myself, what am I going to buy to replace it? And I wanted to make sure I was kind of at the forefront of technology, so I went with Google's flagship thingy. So that will be servicing my needs, so to speak, tomorrow. And then, can we get the boos and the hisses out of the way now, please, people? I have this, which is a Microsoft Bluetooth keyboard, which is absolutely... Really? Which is absolutely beautiful and very nice to use, and a lot less clack... I thought you could lift that up then.
No, I'm in London.
Which I was going to get lol, so let's get wrong. Which the tablet fits really nicely into here and turns it into a kind of laptop. More to follow. Yeah, you're in my way, get out of my way. Right, that's in the small package. In the big package section, blimey, packages on the brain, I have a smaller
man bag.
Of two bags. It's a man bag. It's actually a tablet case. That's a 7-inch tablet case. I do have a bigger one than 7-inch. In here, there's a 10-inch one in there. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to do this one in a minute. Let me get the bigger one out of the way first, because that's got more...
Not the size that matters.
It's the content, absolutely. So in here is my trusty Samson Q2U microphone. This is actually the exact microphone, the actual microphone that I use for podcasting generally. Oh, yes, thank you, got those. No one saw. That I actually use for podcasting, and it is absolutely brilliant. I used it earlier on today with... that little gizmo, which I'll talk about in a minute. And the audio quality, even on a phone, is really, really good. So, a microphone. Also in here, we have this. Where did we get this from?
For winning the award.
European Podcast Award 2012, UK Personality.
Whilst I was in labour with Alex.
While you were in labour with Alex. That was the gift. It's an Olympus DM3 audio recorder, which will definitely be coming in useful tomorrow. Whether anything actually gets said that is intelligible, audio plus beer equals, I don't know. And I wasn't going to bring these, except Roe started doing his Sennheiser porn bit. So I thought I'd put my headphones in here as well. These are my Marshall Majors. Marshall. And that's official Marshall, not crap. Really, really nice. We use these as studio headphones when we're recording the podcast. That is the 10-inch bag. I've got to pack all this back up again in a minute. Can you stop wafting your boobs in everybody's faces?
I'm not wafting my boobs.
So in here is the bits bag. This is the little bits. And in here I have, get the hissing out of the way now, please, a Microsoft Bluetooth mouse, which effectively turns with that keyboard. Oh, bless her, she's packing the stuff away. Trained her well. Turns my tablet into a very workable laptop. What else have I got in here? So, I have got... it's not a load of crap, it's very useful crap. I have got in here two audio splitters for smartphones. So, smartphone thingy goes in there, and then you've got microphone and headphone outputs. These are two of them, in case one goes kablooey. And the reason I have that is for this. If you listen to my first and only HPR episode, I was speaking about the Neweir £1.50 lapel mic, which is an amazing piece of kit, which I may be using tomorrow. It kind of goes without saying that I have a huge collection of USB cables, type A to micro USB, and a couple of mini USBs for the microphone and also the recorder if I need to charge that. So it's not just these, there's all the ones over there as well. The lighting here isn't good. What else have I got? I've also got a little pair of earbuds. I've also got an SD card reader, two USB storage devices. That, which is a USB-C to micro, no, micro to C, so I can charge my tablet on the go, so I don't have to have my separate tablet charger. And finally, this little badger here, which is an OTG adapter for my smartphone to go from micro USB to USB type A. And that's where I plug my microphone into, so I can use my proper studio microphone on my smartphone. And apart from that, the only other thing I've got... Now, Ro brought a whole bunch of rechargeable battery packs. Now, we went out... Caroline went out this morning with the full intention of buying some chargeable battery packs for us. Unfortunately, the company we were going to buy them from, Claes Olsen, decided to shut down their Doncaster store, so they had no stock. So instead, we've got a couple of these, which are USB chargers, but they're powered by AA batteries. There's four AA batteries in each of these. We've got four of these in total. They only charge one device at a time, so we can actually charge up to four devices if we can't get mates.
They charge half a device,
but the likelihood of us completely draining a device is low. So in order to fuel these, and Caroline has another one of these, we have not one, not two, but three packs of 10 AA batteries, plus the 16 we've already got in these badges here. So I really don't think we're going to run out of battery power all that quickly. And of course, I'm sure there'll be various pubs and bars around that will be willing to allow us to steal their electricity for free, as long as we drink lots of beer. And I'm sure we'll be drinking lots of beer. And you want to... I do not play Pokemon Go.
No.
Ro, I refuse to play Pokemon Go because I enjoy my life.
I forgot to say something that was in my bag, because Ro keeps telling us it's going to rain. I have my handy waterproof, and you'll be able to see me because it's vermiculous yellow.
I have a brolly. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will light up the way you go.
And, of course, apart from my trusty smartphone, which I'm actually recording on this thing here, so I can't show it to you.
You've got your smartwatch.
My trusty smartphone, you can now see there. I've also got probably the most important item that you ever bring to a pod crawl. So important, in fact, that Caroline forgot to bring hers. An at. Ro, have you got an at?
Bet it's not a Yorkshire flat cap.
I bet it's not a Yorkshire flat cap, because I'm from Yorkshire, you know. Van Oors. Right.
It's actually a southern softie that's invaded Yorkshire.
I am an honorary Yorkshireman.
Yeah. Yes, I've got my I Love London pyjamas on tonight, so we're gearing up for it.
Like you wanted to know.
Yes, of course people wanted to know.
Right, so anyway, it is pod crawl tomorrow.
Yes.
So we're starting at the we're going to the Argyle Arms in Argyle Street in London W1 tomorrow, the 20th of August, Saturday, at midday. That's where we're going to be starting. If you want to follow where we are, in case you want to join us later on, then look out for hashtag podcrawl on Facebook and Twitter, and possibly some other stuff as well. and yeah, to find out where we are, we'll be around somewhere in London-ish.
Only a small place. Yes. Oh, and hashtag
podcrawl says Ro. Yes, I did say that, but putting it there in writing is perfect. So brilliant. If you're listening to this on Hecker Public Radio, go to the show notes, and there'll be links to the various things we've spoken about, including this video. So if you want to go and see the video itself, this video here, yes. Never work with children, animals, and Caroline. Toodlepip.
So I hope you enjoyed that. As I said, you will find the links to all the products and thingies that I mentioned in the show notes over at hackerpublicradio.org. If you'd like to get in contact with me, if you've got any comments about anything that was spoken about, then of course you can leave a comment on the show notes. Or if you want to get in contact with me personally or on social media, then if you go over to thelovebug.org/contact, you'll find all of my contact information over there. Love to hear from you. So yeah, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.